Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
We here!
Yeah! Welcome! Guys, welcome back to the Real Football Podcast, episode 6.
Real Football Uncensored.
Yeah, this is a very special episode where we are going to start doing this bi-weekly as much as we can. Just doing a much longer version, unrated version, you know, not the typical 35 minutes. So if you want to hear us talk for longer, today is the day. You've come to the right place to listen. I'm joined by my boy Blake over here.
What's up?
Antoine.
Yes, sir.
And my guy sitting across from me, Julian.
Hello.
The date is November 16th, and guys, winter is officially here. Snow is falling. It's 1 degree out right now. Celsius, by the way. I know for like the 4 people in America listening.
No, it's 1 degree. Oh, is it actually 1 degree?
Yeah. No, it is kind of cold. But anyways.
It is no longer best.
Guys, welcome back. I'm so happy to be back. We all are. We've been looking forward to this. And today, just to give you guys a little update about what we got going on, you know, a little bit of a World Cup
preview.
As you say, we're going to start off with a bit of a Premier League preview.
The usual.
Yep, a little Premier League preview, just talk about it, and then we're moving on to our full World Cup preview. We've got predictions, we've got game shows, we've got talking about each group. This is going to be really good. I'm going to be talking a bit about, like, FIFA and the scandal, just because I feel like...
That's your favorite topic, huh?
It's
politics, baby.
It's very interesting, and I feel like it just quickly needs to get touched on the podcast before we go on and talking about Qatar and how excited we are, just touch on it a bit. But yeah, it's so exciting. So without further ado, why don't we just get started with the Premier League predictions?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Yes, let's do it. Brentford 2, Man City 1.
Let's go.
Let's go.
That's right.
Yeah. I'll jump right in, man. First of all, Tony, my first note is Tony should have gone to Qatar, but Julian,
As of today, we just found out that Ivan Tony has been is guilty of, 232 counts of
he basically has a gambling
betting.
Problem.
Yeah, he has a gambling
he's
issue.
He's betting on games as a professional footballer.
Was he betting on Arsenal? Or on, was he betting on
his
Brentford?
Own team?
I don't know.
We'll see. I mean, he's been doing it since 2017.
Yeah, until 2021. So...
Yeah. Okay. Well. So Brentford 2, Manchester City 1. Tony scored in the 98th minute.
This wasn't one of those games that Brentford just scraped and then sat back the whole time.
They had so many chances,
dude,
bro.
City looked beatable.
The celebration, Tony's celebrations were so sick. Fingers in the ears, calm, composed. In the 98th minute, like you didn't just win against Man City.
I know. Yeah, no, it was great. I mean, I don't think I was watching this game because it was the early start, I think.
Mm, it was.
So I didn't watch the game, but I always check the scores on the Saturday as soon as I wake up. Mm-hmm. I wake up at like 10 a.m. whatever I see, I go, Arsenal's guaranteed top at Christmas. Yeah. This is the best gift I could ever ask for.
Best news, yeah. We were very happy.
So we ask this every week on the podcast, guys. Are you guys finally believing that you can win the league?
Listen, no.
We got to do like a percentage every week.
Yeah.
what percentage are you at, Miles? Start with you.
That we'll win?
Mm-hmm.
What's your belief at?
Or how confident we are we're
going to
win.
How confident?
Yeah, we'll do that.
I'm like, should we say it at the same time? Because
sure.
I feel like,
sure.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, 10. 30%.
Wow.
I think 10 is more realistic.
Yeah.
30 is extremely optimistic.
No,
not.
You're
like,
Arsenal, and you don't. You,
no, but
you need to remember
me,
that Man City
still don't
have
believe.
Came back.
Yeah,
Man City
I still,
have came back
I'm still
from
not believing
points.
That we're gonna win the league. Don't just like that's my perspective. That's where I stand. Though. That's where we both. But don't
imagine
worry,
it comes
like,
down to the last day. Oh my god.
Don't even. But I'll just say one thing. You know, down in North London, we're excited. We're you know, we like what's going on. We're kind of, I think a lot of the fan base is sort of just keeping their head down and just focusing on the games they've got ahead of them, not worrying what's behind them, aka the whole league.
Yeah, no, honestly.
Yeah, so, you know, but yeah, it's exciting. We'll get on to that.
Yeah,
actually, let's just get on to that game next.
Sure. Why not?
Arsenal 2, or actually, Wolves 0. Arsenal 2 is actually a away game for Arsenal.
I said Arsenal was gonna drop points this game and
really?
They didn't.
I was
because you go to Wolves, every team that goes to Wolves don't score a lot of goals.
Yeah.
And it's usually like a 0-0, 1-1 situation. I thought it was gonna be the same for Arsenal.
And honestly, could've, they've been a bit of a bogey team for us. For
and
a
especially
while.
Arsenal away.
Yeah.
This season, Southampton leads. They haven't been the best, but they've picked it back
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, Odegaard, Brace, mwah.
And look, I'm gonna say it now. Jesus needs to start scoring. I'm going to say now because he's so immense to the team and I don't want him replaced and I don't want him dropped. I don't want him anything. He just needs to start finishing.
He won't get replaced in my opinion. Did you see at the beginning of the game he scored an offside goal?
I did. The touch, bang.
Was so good.
I know. Yeah.
No, at the end of the day though, he needs to start scoring. Yep. He's our number
but he's,
nine.
Hey, but he's got time. You know,
yeah,
he's
exactly.
got the World Cup.
Exactly.
Hopefully he can find that form again that we know he all has. And yes. I'm worried, but at the same time, like it's not like something, it's not like, oh, he's going to be a flop because he's not
well,
scoring.
Well, that's the thing. With Gabriel
he's
Jesus,
still creating.
If he was a more lethal goal scorer, he would still be on City right now. He wouldn't have gone to
you
Arsenal.
You don't need Haaland
when
he's you got a 20.
We're probably going to talk
about
this.
Or like he'd be on the bench at least.
We're probably going to talk about this later on, but you guys think he starts for Brazil in this World Cup?
I don't know.
I don't know how they would field it.
Is it Richarlison?
No. Gabriel Jesus is way better than Richarlison.
But
Richarlison, it's not just about that. It's about who the coach prefers.
But that also, you got to think of like Neymar and Vinny.
Gareth Southgate starting Harry Maguire.
Neymar and Vinny on the left side. We'll get on to that. We'll get on to that. Okay, so back to Bournemouth 3, Everton 0. Blake,
my favorite
take
team.
It away.
Let's go. This, okay, all I'm saying, and I think we beat Everton. I'm going to relax.
Bournemouth. Yeah.
I think my second favorite Premier League team beat Everton in the... The Carabao Cup, right? I believe in the past week.
Did they?
Yeah. Everton looks shaky. They look really shaky.
Yeah, I mean it's not looking good. I mean, was it Alex Iwobi threw his shirt?
Yeah, that I was gonna
got thrown back.
And look, that's terrible because Alex Iwobi's been their arguably
been
their
so
best player
good.
The whole season, and the fans or the Everton players went over to apologize to the fans for that. Performance. I mean, it was a terrible performance, and that's.
But I saw a comment on Instagram. It was a guy. It was an Everton fan saying they travel. It was the last two away games. They traveled. I think it was like something a lot of kilometers anyway, and they don't expect Everton to win the league.
Mm-hmm.
But for example, when Carlo Ancelotti was managing Everton, they were pulling out results. Frank Lampard comes in to try and achieve those results. Doesn't even get close to that.
Yeah.
So the disappointment is justified in my opinion for Everton fans.
That's fair. I mean, I don't know. I think it's a
also
bit
like,
much.
Also, like, dude, their weight, like the amount of money that they're putting into this team, alongside getting a new stadium,
that's
the
facts,
wage
yeah.
bill, it's you know, you feel they had a decent start to the season.
I never really thought Lampard was a good coach.
No, I don't. I didn't either.
Yeah,
he did too well at Chelsea.
Yeah, yet again,
he developed
just,
the youngsters in Chelsea. I think he's doing the same at Everton with Anthony.
But yet again, it's just this like whole.
I think he's a transition coach.
He was never ready,
like an interim manager.
It's this whole get stuck into again of like sacking the manager, finding a new one, paying him a lot of money, and then you keep moving on and on and on, and it just doesn't work out ever. Yeah.
No, honestly, Kiefer Moore is gonna score 7 goals in the World Cup. Wales are winning. No, I'm kidding. But Kiefer Moore has been playing very well. The other Tavernier scored as well. Not James.
He's good, huh?
He's
been doing good in the past 2 games.
He's a decent little baller.
Yeah. But yeah, enough said on that.
For sure. Liverpool 3, Southampton 1.
Back to winning ways.
Yes. Yeah.
I didn't watch this game, but
This was Darwin Nunez's best game for Liverpool. Not just in the goals that he scored.
Yeah.
He could have had 2 assists, too.
Yeah.
Wow.
And like the how involved he was in the build-up, I was pretty impressed by him.
I think it's one of those ones where he came in and everyone's very skeptical. The new sign, the big money signings, everyone's like, you need to perform right away.
There's so much pressure on the players.
So much pressure. All the fans want the player to perform immediately once he comes in. The Premier League is like one of the hardest leagues to adapt to, in my opinion. It's so much. It's very physical, right? It's a different type. It's a different league than what? The Portuguese league, right?
Yeah,
so I think with time, Nunez can be a 20-goal scorer in this league. I really do.
For sure, for sure.
Yeah, he could.
And he's playing well. He's been playing well even before he was in the goals. Like, you can tell his playmaking is really decent as well. Mm-hmm. He's more of a winger, I think, for Liverpool. He comes on the left wing, and he cuts in. He always seems to find a shooting opportunity, which is really nice.
He's going to World Cup with Uruguay.
Yeah,
right?
He is. Yes, okay.
So that'll be something to look out for. Great. Spurs 4, Leeds 3.
Dude, Leeds cannot hold a lead. They can't.
I know.
We said this before, too.
They're good at coming back,
and they're also, like,
and Tottenham, again, their second half FC. They were down in the first half. What happened? They have a second half comeback and win. It's... okay, obviously I get annoyed whenever they win, and especially when they're losing and then they win. But
yeah. No, I love Leeds so much. From Marcelo Bielsa, they were sick.
Do you guys see that Emerson Royale pass?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Terrible. It is like,
dude,
he's not a good player. He got called up too.
What?
Yes, he did. I think he's the preferred right back. Who else plays? That's
though.
True.
Danilo,
like crazy.
Dani Alves, like
you want some like 38-year-old brother. Yeah. Running
I mean,
around.
Hey, Spurs are what? Are they third? No, Newcastle's third.
Most of the games that they're winning, though, they're only winning by one goal,
But they're still winning. Like, it's so freaking annoying. Yeah. I don't want to see these lads keep winning, and it's, whatever. Let's just move on.
Tottenham are right now sitting in fourth. Fourth, that's what I thought. 29 points. Okay, moving on. Leicester 2, West Ham United 0. James Maddison... proving
he came off
why
injured.
He yeah
it was precautionary
I know it was pro- yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah he said he was good later on but Leicester are picking it back up with their latest results
which
and
is good.
West Ham is not
and
a tough
West Ham
is
not
an
looking
easy...
good this season
oh my
man.
God Tilo Kerr bro he's so
now you know I said I didn't want him in the club.
These PSG defenders they
hey relax
I mean
it says here on the notes that Leicester were at home but it was actually West Ham and it's really tough
no I didn't I did So I made the notes. I didn't. I just
okay, sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
But West Ham were at home, and it's so tough to go to West Ham apparently, and to score to keep a clean sheet and to score two goals like that. Danny Ward.
I mean, dude,
you need
binoculars
sheets.
When you're
They're
going to
forever
see them
blowing
play
bubbles
it,
in the
West
air.
Ham
like, what can I say?
Always. Okay, so good for them. Newcastle 1, Chelsea 0 at St. James Park. As the famous and one of the greatest commentators of all time, Peter Drury, said after this game, Chelsea are playing a new type of pressing football. Depressing football.
Dude.
I mean, wow.
What's wrong?
I don't know.
I don't think they're on the bounce? Newcastle's just so good. You guys don't realize this. I said last week Newcastle has the best defense in the league and the best attack in the league. You slandered me. You didn't say anything.
Okay,
but if
they had the best attack and defense in the league, they'd be first place. So no, they don't.
Okay, but it's Newcastle. Look at Arsenal's players. Look at Newcastle's players.
Yeah, because Arsenal's players are better. Like, what are you saying?
Obviously, Arsenal's players are better.
So then they don't.
But
have the
Newcastle
best
is playing better football.
Okay.
If not the same. Okay. If Arsenal and Newcastle plays, we said this last week.
I don't want to talk about this.
Newcastle wins.
No, whatever. Can I just say? Sure, Newcastle's playing very well. Arsenal also playing very well. They didn't generate barely any chances in this game or the Arsenal game. And who did they play before? I literally forget. Was it they lost to Arsenal? I can't remember. I can fact check this. But again, that's
Chelsea suck.
Mason Mount did nothing the whole game. I think I watched the second half. Dude, Mason Mount did nothing the whole game. And I saw like a fan cam on TikTok or something. The fans are not happy with him.
No, with Mason Mount, it's weird because he'll have like one just quick moment in the game. Like, he'll go crazy for, like, 10 minutes, and then he'll just ghost. Oh, he'll just ghost out of nowhere.
Yeah. Yeah, Mason Mount's been like that. I just hope that people aren't putting this on Graham Potter, because I think he needs more time.
Yeah, no, for sure, for sure. Graham Potter's always like that. He's always, like, start off slow, then picks it up. Same with Brighton.
Yeah.
Again, why was Tuchel sacked, though? Like, I just
okay, but if you're going to bring in a manager, you're not going to sack him after a few bad results.
Because he wasn't Todd Bowley's guy. That's
also,
why.
Tuchel's recording.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Yeah. Tuchel's.
Sorry. The game before, the one they lost was 4-1 to Brighton. So they lost 4-1 to Brighton.
Oh,
they went in the Champions League. They won. Then they didn't score against us, lost 1-0. Didn't score against Newcastle, lost
1-0. So one goal in the last three games.
One goal in the last three games. And they lost to Brighton.
That's poor.
On Graham Potter's big, whatever,
return
right?
Yep.
So.
Good for Graham Potter, bro. you don't leave a club like that.
Yeah. But, yeah, moving on, we've got
Villa.
No, we're not talking about Villa. Sorry.
Okay.
I was literally about to X that out right as you
okay,
were
let's just go right into United then.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's go right into United.
Moving on to United 2, Fulham 1. Eriksen played well. That's something to keep an eye out because I'm thinking ahead.
He did play well, didn't
true.
He?
Towards true. The, we are so our much better with Eriksen on the pitch.
And also,
so much better.
And yeah. ever since the Brentford, because he had a shaky.
Yeah, he did not play
well.
He was
also playing a DM role, which why the hell was he playing yeah. there? But no, he played well. He scored that goal, which was nice.
Yeah, him and Casemiro are such a nice partner.
And it's you know what I like? It's a good partnership. It's a good balance. Exactly. Eriksen has like, it's like. Xhaka and Partey.
Exactly,
Partey sits bro. Back. Casemiro sits back. Eriksen has more freedom to go forward. Xhaka has more freedom to go.
Yeah, he's got stamina for days too. I thought he wouldn't because
these guys I wonder... always mentions Arsenal
Dude,
every.
Of
second.
Course I do. Of course so I do. Funny. Of course.
No, but I agree. Xhaka and Partey have a nice little link up.
But yeah, Eriksen's got stamina for days.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ronaldo. I mean, we're gonna get onto Ronaldo. That's a whole other
Garnacho.
That's a whole other segment. But we gotta talk about Alejandro Garnacho, bro. What a player. I told Blake.
Can we relax though? Like, it's been like
so
3 games.
Good,
like, come on.
He's so good.
Have he's good. He's good.
Games.
Someone get him braces.
No. He is. I know. Nah. Yo. He is very good. Yo. He is
How
very good.
How dare you
good.
Say that? This
and
is so bad.
And he's one of those, like, electric players. You know what yes, I mean? Like, when he's on the ball, you go, what is he going to do next?
Yes. Defenders are terrified of him already. Mm-hmm. Like, oh my god, especially since I had to put up with Anthony Alanga for so long.
I swear.
Hey, don't slander Anthony
y'all
Alanga.
Were like
I'm
all
sorry,
over
bro.
Him, bro. Like,
he should be playing in the championship right now with Amad Diallo for like Sunderland or
Is Amad Diallo still on, like is he on loan for you guys? Is he still under like
Yeah. Bro, and I think he's such a good player too. I love Amad Diallo.
Okay,
but anyways, Garnacho's a world beater.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, like his origin story of like having like connections to Messi, but like growing up a Ronaldo fan.
I know.
Destined for greatness, brother. I'm telling
you. But Ronaldo, you said his name a couple times.
Oh boy.
Take it away. What are your thoughts on this?
I'll just give a little backstory to those. Recently, Cristiano Ronaldo, who plays for Manchester United, did a full like an exclusive, no hold bars interview with Piers Morgan, and. It is officially, first half of it was officially released today, but over the past couple of days, there have been little clips and snippets that they've been releasing about what Ronaldo has been saying about, you know, many things around the world of football, including things about Manchester United and the media and all a bunch of this stuff, and it has been an absolute bombshell. And it's not looking good, and he's just criticized the shit out of Man United and everything around them. Man United fans probably not feeling so well. And also, as of today, they took down a massive poster at Old Trafford of him.
I did see that.
So it's kind of... And also, he could be or will be, like, fined £1 million or something.
Yeah, I mean, it's 3 days work for Ronaldo.
Yeah.
But still, like...
He essentially just cut all ties with United. I don't see how he ever plays for them again.
He won't. He's gone in January, 100%.
It's kind of like...
Do you guys think that he ruined his legacy there? Like, after doing that?
No, he didn't ruin his legacy.
Maybe with Man United?
What?
I gotta say, I'm like waiting to watch the entire interview to see... Because if it's just him like shitting on Erik ten Hag the whole time and saying that like he got disrespected...
I don't
and
think
that,
it is,
like,
though.
He talks about the club and how...
But it's, if it's about well the run. Glazers and like how much of like a club...
Yeah.
How much like Man United as a whole has fallen? Mm-hmm. 100% agree with him because voices like that, Cristiano freaking Ronaldo, he's gonna come out and say it.
Like some of the clips I've seen, he has a point. Like the club, he was
talking totally.
About. Yeah, totally. Yeah, like
people don't
want
to hear the truth, but I mean, if this guy's speaking facts,
they
know?
Haven't had a new jacuzzi since 2009. Are you
Big
kidding?
Deal.
Yeah,
I mean that's okay. That's a little ridiculous.
No, but
he's
like,
saying he's like, oh, they've had the same chef, like nothing. Like, what's wrong with the chef, bro? Like, what the chef do?
No, but I think he does have a point. Like you said, the Glazers, and I think
yeah, you're right. No turnover.
Just
no show. You know what it is? No showing of. Progression and moving forward and like moving on from these things, you know?
Yeah, and he's saying what so many players have said in the past too.
Yeah,
like I'll read you some quotes here. Like Angel Di Maria, we know how it went, but he said PSG came to my rescue when I managed to leave Manchester United. Lukaku said Ibra said, one thing surprised me, everyone thinks that Manchester United is a top club, one of the richest and most powerful in the world.
Yeah, I said.
But once I got there, I found a small, closed mentality. Alexis Sanchez famously said that after he moved to United.
Oh, my goodness.
In the first training session, I came home and asked my agent if I could tear up the contract and go back to Arsenal.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And then Jose Mourinho said his biggest achievement as a manager was finishing second with Man United. And he said, if you knew what happened behind the scenes, you would understand.
So what is that?
So was Solskjaer a good manager?
No, so literally, you know what that means. It has to be the Glazers. That's the only...
It's always the Glazers, bro. Like, the Glazers are terrible. And, like, we realize it, we protest, and then they bring their wallets out and spend all this money on Antony and Casemiro. Rinse and repeat every time, man.
And the only reason why I think... I don't want to bring it back to Arsenal, but I'm going to. Because do you want to know why it's sort of starting to work with us and there's a mindset shift? It's because it's not Stan Kroenke anymore. It's Josh. It's his son.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's
well,
not...
Well, it's a son that's... I didn't know that. That's kind of like taking over as the lead role.
Exactly. But that was the shift that... I think that happened a couple years ago, right? Or maybe... I don't know. I don't know when that... But it used to be Stan. He used to oversee every... Like, but... The power is shifted to his son, Josh, and now we're seeing more of a shift in the right direction. So
I didn't know that.
I don't know if there's like some sort of in-house turnover that can happen with the Glazers. I assume not.
Oh, so it was Malcolm Glazer who bought the club, and now it's his kids that run it. So now it's...
And sometimes it's like...
And they are even worse.
That's what I'm saying. Sometimes it's like daddy's problems and they just go even deeper with the children,
bro,
right?
And it's so funny because they own the Tampa Bay Buccaneers too. And you'll see Avram Glazer, this rat-looking motherfucker. he'll go over to this football practice and he'll tell stories about how Man United signed Cristiano Ronaldo and talking about it like it's his fucking kid or something. Ronaldo's never met this man in his life. But he's there at practice. He's like... Yeah, Ronaldo came to us when he was 16 years old, which is not true. and he left us when he was a grown man in 2010, also not true. But like they see every player as an asset. Yeah. They see the club and use the club as a business and they don't put their money back into the club.
Yeah, cuz their main priority the main thing that they only see out of this is a business, right? And I think with bringing it back to Arsenal, they've started to open their eyes a little bit and start to notice that it's more than just a business. Yeah. You know, this is people's lives. You know, this is how they live and they, you know, their emotions around everything in life. So,
and to be fair, I think United's heading in the right direction.
Right.
But we're just in such a bad place. It's going to take such a long time to get to where even Arsenal is right now.
It reminds me of like the Anthony Davis situation in New Orleans when he kind of forced his way out. Not specifically, but that's like the most recent. Kevin Durant was different because he's obviously still there. But Anthony Davis essentially like didn't play. He just refused to play for the Pelicans. And then he got a move to LA.
I remember that.
Well, there's a reason that Ronaldo, like this interview came out after.
No, exactly. It was definitely.
So he'll go to the World Cup now. He doesn't have to focus on it. Ten Hag's not going to have a press conference soon. And then when he comes back, it's January. He's not going to play and then he'll leave.
Yeah.
Right? What I'm interested in is like this was probably recorded a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Probably 100%. After he walked out against Tottenham.
Probably.
Yeah. We could reasonably say.
Yeah.
Since then, he's come back into the team and Erik ten Hag gave him the captain's armband against Aston Villa the other week. And then now we're seeing quotes that like ten Hag's like disrespected him and stuff. Like
I know, it's a mess, man.
So you think he's lying then?
I don't know.
I think that the root of this problem is Ronaldo's ego. And that ego has made him one of at least the best players of all time, and it's brought him to where it has to be that relentless winner's mentality. But I think now that he's aging a little bit, he hasn't come to terms himself that he's not that guy anymore. And now that he's not getting played as much, he sees that as disrespect. And now that people are rating him, his ex-teammates are saying the team's better without him, he's seeing that as blasphemy, and he's just going back at everybody because he feels like he's in a corner.
When he first joined Juventus, I think, I remember Gigi Buffon said, he's like, before Ronaldo joined, it was the Juventus show. And then after Ronaldo joined the team, it became the Ronaldo show.
His biggest mistake was leaving Madrid, bro. You know how much it must have killed him seeing Madrid win the Champions League last year?
Because
when he won it in 2018, he was the only player that can put up five. Mm-hmm. Like this, celebrating with the trophy. Now, Cruz did it. Casemiro did it. Modric did it. Yeah. Benzema did it. All those men's going to do it now. It's and that must have killed him last year.
Crazy.
That's why he wanted to leave, bro.
So, before we move on from this topic, I have a question. We kind of talked this already, but what's next for him? Where does he go? Yeah. Where does, like... I know we talked about this before,
MLS?
But what's next?
Yeah, we said this on the previous podcast. I think he's going to go to Inter Miami.
But who's going to take him on now?
I think he could stay in Europe.
Honestly, if he comes to the U.S., like... I'm just imagining, like, the amount of, like, think of, like, the marketing for that. Like, Cristiano Ronaldo, one of the greatest players of all time, is coming to the U.S. The Americans will eat that shit up, man. It will be...
That's the only place I see him going.
The thing is, with Ronaldo, you buy him, it's like you're almost forced to play him. Like, you don't get him to be a bench warmer. So, in the MLS, you don't have that much to lose in the sense that there's no Champions League. Yeah. It's not all that.
There
so
is, actually.
There is,
but, and don't put up numbers.
It's not, like...
It's CONCACAF Champions.
Okay, yeah. But, I mean, like, the European... The UEFA Champions League...
No, I'm kidding, yeah.
Like, you don't have to bench... You don't have to, like, feel bad for not playing him.
Yeah.
When you buy Ronaldo, you are basically forced to play him.
Dude, I have a weird feeling he's going to go to Chelsea.
Yeah.
A weird feeling. Because I think Todd Boehly, the American...
Yeah, Todd Boehly will make some ridiculous moves.
I think in Graham Potter's interview, one of the questions was, how would you feel if we brought in Cristiano Ronaldo?
And what did he say?
I don't know. I wasn't there. But
you know what I'll say?
But he must have been positive for him to
My prediction is that it won't... I see wherever he goes, if it's in Europe, I don't think it'll work out.
Yeah, no.
I think the only viable option is the U.S. or MLS.
Yeah.
So,
it's a mess. It's a
crazy
mess.
Man. We will see as these things unravel, getting on after the World Cup and around the World Cup. It's crazy.
And speaking of World Cup, let's get right into it.
Yes, sir.
Let's go.
Starting off, so I think we'll start off on more of a serious note, I guess. The World Cup. If you guys want to come, like, join in on this,
educating
I want to talk
Miles.
About. I'm not trying. I don't know that much, but it's very interesting. I guess I'll start with this. We'll start back. This is more. I could go on and on talking about FIFA in general and how corrupt they are, and dating years and years and years back. But I'll start in 2010 when Sepp Blatter, at the time who was the FIFA president, decided to have a joint World Cup. Drawing for like where the next two World Cups would be, which has never happened before and should have never happened in the first place. And the original, everyone thought the lead runners to win these two bids was going to be, I'm pretty sure, the UK in 2018 and the US, Mexico, Canada 2022. And as we know, that didn't work out. It went to Russia and Qatar. It's definitely from, corrupt money. And it's very interesting. Someone was telling me, we were talking about this, I was talking with somebody about this, about how it sucks because, these countries like Russia, who are, like, in the news today, are about to start World War III.
Apparently it was Ukraine's missile. I did see that.
But anyway...
that's a big thing.
Yeah, you're right. Absolutely, but they're still...
It always starts in
Russia.
Poland.
No, of course. Russia has so many problems, including
terrible
one of the worst dictators of all time, Vladimir Putin. Shy guy's president. We don't need to get into it. And Qatar, obviously, who has, these civil, the LGBTQ and the drinking and everything. You're not allowed. And
terrible
it's very strict.
Rights.
Human rights issues, exactly. I'm going to say is that... it's not, I feel like you should not blame these countries. You should not blame these countries for putting in bids to host the World Cup. Who you should be blaming, though, is FIFA, because FIFA are the ones that are accepting this money in the manila envelopes and allowing this to happen. Because you're not, if North Korea is going to put in a bid for the World Cup, it's like, they totally, it's like, oh, what fucking idiots. They're obviously not going to get it. Because FIFA, you would think, have morals, right? And that goes back to these two countries being accepted to host the World Cup. Is because, at the end of the day, money wins. And so, we saw how that happened. Russia was an okay World Cup. Still, though, there was a lot of questions to be asked.
I think you summed it up great. It's money. It's everywhere. It's in the Blazers. It's in FIFA. It's in, at the end of the day,
it's in the whole
people
world.
Want to make money, and that's their...
It's just
going to
keep growing and growing and growing.
Yeah.
And so nothing we can do about it.
Yeah. And so as time has gone on, I'm pretty sure Qatar have spent, I saw somewhere, maybe $220 billion. $220 billion.
Crazy.
Someone said, if the answer isn't money, then they're out of answers. It's talking about the Qataris. And, we're we're recording on a Wednesday afternoon. World Cup is on a Sunday. They're still not apparently finished with building hotels. It looks like it's going to end up being like a fire fest, living accommodations, living in tents and containers for a couple hundred bucks a night. I mean, it is just, for me, really, all I can say, sum it up, is it's just sad. Because you don't want to, you hate seeing where the World Cup has gone to with the money and what it's come to. And at the end of the day, I can totally agree with this. We're all going to sit down on our couches on Sunday and we're going to watch the World Cup like nothing ever happened, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you can agree with me. You're still going to be cheering on. We're still talking about how excited we are because that's what FIFA does. And the people that are taking this money, they know that. They know that at the end of the day, we don't care because we love FIFA. We love the World Cup. It's the best competition in the world. Billions of people are watching it. And so it's really sad. And so
I think this year, all you're saying is completely right. I think this year, people aren't as excited about the spectacle of the World Cup.
Oh, absolutely.
They're excited about the games.
Yes. No, and totally, usually, totally.
Think of Brazil. Think of South Africa. Oh, my God.
Exactly.
Dude, these spectacles and the vuvuzelas. Everything about it is like the vibes are immaculate. Everything about it is just an amazing spectacle experience. And if you get the... You know, if you're lucky enough to be there, it is one of the most amazing things you could probably experience.
Yeah.
This year?
No. As of today, there was a Danish TV news reporter out just on the, just on the grounds doing stuff for media, and the security's coming and shutting him down. It's very strict there. And so not to mention that, we also talk about, LGBTQ, where they're very anti any of that. Like, you cannot show any of that.
Can't even stay in a hotel with another.
Exactly. And the drinking policy, you're drawing a lot of fans away from coming to Qatar because you are not allowed to drink. And,
And the fake fans that apparently are there.
So they're paying expats from Pakistan, India, Nepal. Yeah.
It's alleged. We don't know for sure.
I mean, let's be real here. They're paying people, like $100 a week or something with room and board and food to go and pose as these fake fans. Like, why?
It's just
cringy and weird and just unnecessary.
If I'm offered $100 a week to pose as a fake fan, I'm
like, yeah, true. That's
give me the money.
I guess.
Honestly, just get them in there, play the games for 3 weeks.
I just
month
hope it's
and
not
leave.
Clouded in some kind of like controversy. Like, there's gonna be stories.
No, I feel like some crazy tragic event is gonna happen, and it's gonna.
There's been thousands of tragic events with all these migrant workers. They're gonna go. There were stories about their passports being held by these people not being able to leave their country, and when they do leave the country, they're being shipped off in boxes because these people are dying from unlivable working conditions. And it's just really sad. And you have these really famous people like Gary Neville.
Oh, that pissed me off so
much. And David Beckham just turning a blind eye because they criticize it. And when the money comes, they just turn away and act like nothing happened.
Gary Neville, he has that overlap show, right?
Yeah.
So he got a bag from Qatar.
Well, first off, what did he do before that?
He's saying what we're saying, right?
Yeah.
Shitting on it, saying it's not the same spectacle. Like, there's human rights violations. Mm-hmm. He gets what I can only assume is a bag from Qatar. Mm-hmm. So he goes over there to Qatar and does an overlap episode with some of its like ambassadors, like the Qataris there, and like gives them the platform to like say like it's BS, not giving any proof or anything, but just saying these are like completely false and basically spreading propaganda to promote the Qatar World Cup. And like, it just pisses me off so much.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, I'm pretty sure David Beckham, he was criticizing, this was done a while ago, he was criticizing it, and then he gets offered a rough estimate of around $10 million, and boom, there you go. You take it.
Would you take it?
Exactly, that's the thing. Money wins, right? Yeah. Money wins, that's the answer. I mean, another quote that I wrote down, I just love. For those of who are a bit older would probably understand this a little more. FIFA is geographically based in Switzerland, but also is morally based in Switzerland. I don't know. I don't want to be a downer for the whole podcast talking about this, but all I can say is just, it's, it's really sad. And, yeah, you know, I think we're looking up towards the next couple of the next World Cup, where it will hopefully, you know, we know it will be U.S., Canada, Mexico, which is good.
Amazing.
Saudi Arabia has a chance of being the host in 2030.
Oh, my God. I swear to God.
Something like that, yeah.
Jesus Christ. Swear to God. But anyways, for those...
it's bad.
It's not as bad as Qatar, because Qatar is such a small country.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, but Saudi Arabia, come on.
At least they have a football league.
That's like the money tree, bro. They do. Like, that's the root of all money.
Saudi exactly.
They killed a journalist. State killed the journalist. Anyways, we're not getting off. But anyways, for those listening and also you guys, there is a new FIFA docuseries out on Netflix right now, 4 parts. It's bloody amazing. You learn everything about FIFA and the corruptness behind it, and also what's happening now with Qatar. So I highly recommend, if you guys want to learn a little more and go in depth rather than just me talking off the cuff, please go watch it. It's very interesting, and educate yourself on what is really going on and also the history of FIFA. Mm-hmm.
Let's move on. Let's move on to a happier note.
Okay, we're done with that.
To be fair, though, it needs to be said.
Yeah, it has to be said.
Guys, you might hate me for this.
Okay, so
are we doing? Are we gonna do predictions?
No, we're just gonna go through each group, and we're gonna say who we think is gonna. We're just gonna say the group order.
We're gonna talk about who we think is gonna be Golden Boot, underperforming player, which could be tough, but you know, we have someone in mind. The team that'll underperform, and the team to look out for, a team that we think will overperform. So
if I come out alive of this room.
Oh, boy.
Okay, let's just I'm too excited. Let's just jump into it.
You guys will definitely
I'll take it away. We have Group A.
Group A.
So I'll start with Group A since I was
here. Yeah, read off, we're going to go around the circle reading off what our predictions
are. So this one was kind of easy for me. It was easy. It's a fairly easier group. Obviously, I have the Dutch topping. Senegal coming in second. We know Mane's out, which is...
I don't know.
And
they still got, like, Edward Mendy.
He's in the team.
But Ecuador, I think Ecuador and Qatar. Qatar's coming last. Ecuador third. What do you guys think?
I have the same exact
I just got Qatar third. I think they'll get something at that first game.
Like home advantage?
That's fair.
Remember in the... I don't know if you remember in the Arab Cup, there was a scandal with the referee. He, like, added on, like, 20-something.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yes, I know exactly. That was crazy.
That shit happens again, man. Oh, my God.
If there's going to be games fixed, it's going to be...
Qatar is playing.
I have Netherlands, and then Ecuador, then Senegal, then Qatar.
Wow.
Because listen, Senegal's last few games have not been. They tied. They drew to Iran. They beat Bolivia, but okay, they lost to Mozambique, and they lost to Zambia. That's their last 4 games. They're not. And Mane is injured, guys.
Yeah.
But Ecuador is not bad at all.
Name me one Ecuador player when the World Cup comes around.
Not name me one Ecuador player.
Just wait.
There is one.
Okay, you got me there. I don't know an Ecuador player, but you got me there.
Ozevedo.
Yeah.
Is it Estupiñán? Estupiñán.
Yeah, Estupiñán. Sorry, that's who he is.
What now?
Come on, man.
What now?
Okay.
Come on.
Yeah. Ecuador second.
Okay.
That's a stupid take.
So right now, for me, I agree with Blake.
Yeah.
Julian.
For Group A?
Yeah. What do you got?
I got Netherlands and then Senegal.
Yeah, I think we can move on. I think it's pretty easy. Yeah. Someone take away Group B.
Group B, we have, in no particular order, Iran, USA, Wales, England. I have England, Wales, USA, and Iran. I think it'll be tight between Wales and USA.
Say that again slowly.
I have England, then Wales, then USA, then Iran. Okay. And I think it will be very tight between Wales and USA, and I couldn't pick. It was honestly so difficult.
I'm the exact same. See, I'm American, and I don't really care for them. They kind of, I don't know, the way they play soccer, football pisses me off. So I put England, USA, Wales, Iran. But talking of like Kiefer Moore and Gareth Bale, like you guys make me want to switch that around.
The thing is, though, I'm pretty sure, just fact checking, Wales have only won like 2 of their last 10 games.
But they have players that are in really good form right now. Ben Davies. They do. Danny Ward. Yeah. Kiefer Moore.
They do got Danny Ward. He's been playing well.
But at the end of the day, I mean, form doesn't go out the window for the World Cup, but it kind of goes out the window.
Yeah, but at the same time, Iran has Taremi, who's, I'm pretty sure, the top scorer in Portugal right now, plays for Porto. Mm-hmm. He's looking really good, but, you know, it'll be, I don't know. In the media, there's been a lot of questions asked about like Iran's right to play in the World Cup with like this whole thing.
Right,
about
Italy was
going to
get
rights
Italy
and stuff. And so I think it'll be very interesting to see how it affects because like we said, the World Cup affects affects a country very much. So it'll be extremely interesting how it turns out. So
yeah, did you see? We'll get there after. I was going to say about the... We'll get to when we get to France.
Okay, cool. Okay. Julian, go for it. Group C?
I got...
Group C, run through who we got and then your prediction.
I got England and then the U.S. and then Iran and then Wales. I think both...
Oh. That was Group B.
Sorry.
I didn't say my pick
for both. Okay. No, wait, if we have the same ones, like just be like... Oh.
I think both England and the U.S. are going to have bad World Cups for their standards.
I agree.
I think if they were in a stronger group,
yeah,
either of them, they would underperform.
But you're backing the U.S. over Wales?
Over Wales, yeah. Because okay.
I don't hate that.
All four of these teams are in a rough patch.
Right They're now. Interchangeable. Yeah. I mean, it was really hard.
That's tough. I backed the Welsh. Aaron Ramsey's my boy. So.
Okay. I think Iran will travel pretty well, though. Just saying. Yeah. It's not that far.
Yeah.
I also really want the U.S. to have a good World Cup because, like, it really impacts us of like how it's perceived here in North America.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, if they go to the semifinals, that's actually going to get.
Okay. I just can't wait. I can't wait.
I know they're not going.
We keep seeing like about like what happens when Christian Pulisic scores against scores in the 98th minute winner against England, pulls up his shirt and says it's called soccer. I can't wait for that. I'm backing England in this world. I mean, like, I want England to do well because they got my boy. Kyle and Ramsdale and Ben White. But we don't need to. We're done talking about club football.
Group C.
Group C, Julian?
Group C. I'll go off on Group C. Yeah. First, I got Argentina. Second, I got Poland.
Yeah.
Wow.
Third, I have Mexico. And fourth, I have Saudi Arabia.
That is my order as well.
I think this one's a little easy
also,
as well.
I think the Mexico and Poland's...
Mexico.
However, Mexico, they have a lot of good players, but they don't play well together.
And they're getting up there in age. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but they're getting up there in age. They didn't perform particularly well in CONCACAF qualifier. No. Sorry.
True.
They
true,
really
true.
Didn't. So,
they lost
Julian,
to the
go ahead.
Azteca.
I think even if you ask Mexican fans,
they did.
They would predict that they wouldn't be having a good World Cup.
Yeah, yeah, no. Mexico's
they're down
fans
bad.
Are not optimistic right now.
That's a really good point that what Miles said is they lost at the Azteca. When you go to
no,
the
Azteca.
Earth.
Oh, I was always talking about the Azteca when
no,
they played Canada.
We
drew against them at the
we drew
Azteca.
Against them, and at the Azteca, like, dude,
that's a fort.
That's a fortress. You don't lose fort, there. You know what I mean? Yeah. And then obviously Sam Adekubi, we know what happened there.
That happened a year ago today. On this
yeah, it was crazy.
Really?
Azteca.
Sorry, the ice. I misheard you.
No,
yes,
no
Sam. That's Sam Adekubi.
That's when I started to believe.
Any shouts for Saudi Arabia, guys?
No, honestly, they might not even score a single goal.
I think. Oh, you know what? The one thing with Saudi Arabia is that all their players play in the same league.
That's true.
Oh, interesting.
So that like good chemistry there, and like there's only like one or two teams that dominate the Saudi league. Which teams couldn't tell you? But like they all play together, and whenever that happens,
Al Hilal, bro. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
Let me say something. I think this is the year that Poland actually do something because World or the Euros they trashed out.
I mean, in the past couple years, that's when Lewandowski's really started to like shine. I mean, like, he's always been really good, but, like, the past couple of years when he's had the conversation of Ballon d'Or,
he's on, like, that next level.
Exactly, yeah. Obviously, in the Euros, they didn't make it out of the group stage, I don't think.
No, but he played well.
He did. I think he scored two.
They just
so what? They got, like, they got, like, Matty Cash and their goalkeeper.
Dude, Zielinski.
This is Lewandowski. Like, this core of Poland, their last chance.
That's what I'm saying. I think if they can go even... If they can get past the round of 16, I think that's a successful
that's a
World Cup.
Very good World Cup.
Very successful. Sure. And I'm really pulling for them because I was really fucking pissed at the Euros, man. That was my one team I was rooting for. And
in 2018, they did shit, too.
They did shit, too, exactly. But I remember it was Sweden, right? Because we were tied on points, but I think they won because of goal difference or something. It was terrible. So I think this is the year we can actually do something. Mm. But we'll see.
Yeah. All right. Moving on to Group D. For me, I have France, Denmark, and then this one I'm started getting second thoughts about, Australia, Tunisia.
Yeah, guys,
I think I might switch it to France, Denmark, Tunisia, Australia.
No, I hear so many people saying Tunisia's like going to hold their own. I honestly don't think they're a good team at all.
No.
I see the hype.
Hannibal Meshberry, bro.
Okay.
Oh,
Tunisia's
my.
Not good.
What else do they got? They got this other guy. I forget
I couldn't though. Tell you. Wabi Kazri.
Yeah, Wabi Kazri. Wow. What a guy. The Liga and legend. Yeah. Is he still at Saint-Étienne?
No, I don't think he's in Saint-Étienne anymore, but I think he's still in New
York. I said that good, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. I know I did. Yeah.
Okay, for me, I have...
France? You want to talk to us about France?
Well, first I'll tell you my order. Yeah, I have Denmark, France, Australia, Tunisia.
Oh, my goodness.
And this is coming from the French himself.
Wow. I have Denmark, then France.
So do I.
Because, look, Nations League, I think it was 2 months ago, Denmark beat France twice. One home, one away. They beat them twice. And they kept a clean sheet away. So, I don't know. And France has been
relatively young. A lot of people this year have been talking about how they think France are going to disappoint.
Honestly, please prove me wrong, France. Please.
Yeah.
But Kamavinga, Tchouaméni, they're still so young. They don't have World Cup experience. They don't know how to perform. Or they don't fully know how to perform on the big stage. And it's a really big test for them. But if there's a time to prove it, it's right now.
And you know what that probably means?
What does that mean?
That they meet Argentina in the round of 16.
That does mean that.
And let me say something quickly. Talk about Nkunku really quickly.
Oh my God. Nkunku. So Kamavinga injured Nkunku in training when he was so... When I read the news, I was so sad because he's top scorer in Bundesliga right now. And he's just, ever since last year, he's been tearing it up.
So I'm going to interject with this. So obviously it was very sad. But what also happened was Amin Harit got injured, and it was a French player who injured him. I can't remember his name, but he got called up in Nkunku's place, if you didn't know that.
He's in the French team?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
He's Moroccan.
No. The guy who injured him. The guy who injured Harit got called up to the French team because of Nkunku. I'm like 95% sure. So
Was it Kolomwani?
No. I'll look it up after. But essentially, obviously, all the what's it called? Moroccans were on the like racially attacking this guy who just got called up because of it's terrible, but
interesting.
That was just one of the things I saw, and I was like, oh, that's
really big group, right. Guys, moving on to group E, or did we all say our order?
I think we all did. I have Germany topping this group.
I have Spain topping it.
Wow.
Spain always disappoint ever since their World Cup. Like,
yeah, they were so disappointing.
Guys, I have Spain third.
I don't.
Over really? Croatia?
With Croatia. Croatia's not in that group.
Over you.
So you have
Japan?
I have Japan second.
Wait, no.
I think Japan. It's Costa Rica.
Oh, Costa Rica. Sorry, I wrote down the initials and I read it as Croatia. No. My bad.
I think Japan will have a really good World Cup. Like a really good.
Super Tomiyasu.
4 years ago, they did insanely well. They almost knocked out Belgium. They got unlucky in the last minute.
Okay, but no, all their best players the last few years, Shinji Kagawa.
Okay,
who else? That Leicester striker.
Okay, right now they have Kubo from Real Sociedad. They have Tomiyasu. They have Kamara from Frankfurt. They have Mitoma from Brighton. They look like a good team, and they've always had chemistry.
Endo
is sick too.
Mm-hmm. But over Spain and Germany,
I don't think Spain is gonna have a good World Cup.
And listen, there's always gonna be upsets, which you're gonna have to predict one.
I got Spain top in Germany because I think Germany under Hansi Flick. They're going to need like a few games at least.
How is he still in charge,
Julian,
man? How is he still in charge?
You are going to hate me by the end of this podcast.
Okay. I have Germany top, Spain second, Japan, and then Costa Rica.
I think Hansi Flick will take a few games to like, because they don't have a striker, right? So they're probably going to play.
I mean, they got
Havertz
or
Muller there.
It's their first time playing with like
Jamal Musiala in there. And
but Spain also has a
Karim Adiyemi.
Pedri. Yeah. Like, they also have a young.
Yeah. Pedri and Gavi play together with Busquets, so that might be easier to adjust to.
Sané and Musiala play together as well.
True.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Musiala doesn't have that.
Moving on.
To the,
hold on. Oh. I'm changing my prediction for this one.
Oh.
Okay,
the group is Belgium, F. Croatia, Morocco, Canada. And my order is Croatia, yep. Belgium, Morocco, yep. Canada.
Oh.
What?
Oh, I've.
Whoa. Are you insane?
It's
gonna happen.
Oh my God.
What do you mean, bro?
Croatia, Belgium, Morocco, Canada.
It's
What's wrong with that?
It's a tough group, bro.
It is a tough group.
Hey.
And you know
you
what?
Guys know that the World Cup is unpredictable.
And you know what? The two true Canadians are gonna back the Canadians.
Okay, I'm backing
the
Canadians.
Listen.
No offense, you guys are. And
I'm not Canadian.
That's what I'm saying. No offense, you guys are.
I got my Canadian passport, brother.
No, I'm not saying. I'm saying the ones who've been here since day one, we're backing our motherfucking team.
The true
we're
cakers.
Backing
listen,
right.
Yeah. Let's be realistic here. Who does Canada beat? You think Canada beats Morocco?
Maybe they'll draw. Yes, they
listen,
do, bro.
Morocco's
yes,
a good do. Team. Canada does not beat Croatia. I hope they do. I really hope they do.
Tell me, we draw Croatia, we beat Morocco.
I was going to say, it's going to be like
what is Croatia's? What is Croatia's strong suit right now?
Their midfield?
Exactly.
And their defense.
What do we have? Atiba Hutchinson, who's a workhorse. We have
how long has that guy been playing for, bro?
We have no, because you actually he might not even play. But Anyway, I love it, Steven Eustachio, man.
Steven Eustachio.
I think what people don't understand about this Canadian team, they may not have the talent.
But they got the heart.
Dude, they fight.
I want Canada to win group, is it F? Group F. I want them to win. Mm-hmm. I just don't think they will, and I'm being realistic. Like, I'll be cheering them on with you guys.
I don't think they're going to win the group. I think they're getting second. I think we nick a win against Morocco. Dude, Davies is going to be... He's on his heartbreak season. He's ready to run his shit.
I have Croatia, Belgium, Canada, Morocco.
Yeah, I have Belgium, Canada.
You guys don't rate Morocco high.
They're good. They have two right backs, bro.
Okay. They have Hakimi, they have goalkeeper, they have Mazraoui, and they have Ziyech. But Ziyech hates playing for his national team.
No, he didn't get called up.
He didn't get called up at all. No. Okay, what am I saying, bro? Like,
just watch.
What attackers do they have, bro?
If I speak, I'm in big trouble.
And they don't have Herod either, right?
I'm not gonna say too much.
They don't have Herod.
Yeah,
he got injured.
Okay, we'll see. I'm so excited. Like when we're back, like and here's in the December, thing. And we're gonna. It's gonna be.
Can we put money on that right now?
Do you want to put $5 on it?
I'll put $5 on that right. That Canada finishes above
Morocco. Just between you two, because I already lost a bet recently.
I didn't join your fantasy league though.
I know.
Yeah, neither did I.
It's okay.
Anyway, that'll be a really, really good group.
Oh my god, my next one is gonna. Okay.
Take it away. Me?
Group G, we have Brazil, Switzerland, Serbia, Cameroon.
This is also a tough group.
Okay, before I say mine, I did this
purely...
He's going to
say Switzerland topped the group.
No, I said it purely out of bias and the fact that this country, like, is in my heart forever.
Oh, my God.
Do you want me to start?
I'll start. I have Brazil topping, which is probably I'll have that.
Yeah.
Then I have Serbia, then I have Switzerland, then I have Cameroon.
My fucking guy. Yep, that's exactly what
Yes, Julian.
Granit Xhaka, I got Swiss coming in second, baby.
Okay, let me read you this team. Because Serbia's my dark horse.
Hold on, let me say mine first.
Yeah, go.
I'm really sorry. I got Brazil, Cameroon, obviously, Switzerland, Serbia. Yeah. I just love Cameroon. But
this is good, though.
You know what? I want Cameroon to finish. If I want anything, I want Cameroon to finish third and Switzerland to finish second. Because, bro, Granit Xhaka, bro, that team's got heart, man. That team's got heart.
No, but this is good. This means we have discourse here. Look, I think the Swiss team, they always kind of do well.
Well, with Granit Xhaka as their captain.
Granit Xhaka's been performing.
Fuck Swiss.
Hey. Granit Xhaka's been performing.
That's salt right there.
Who's going to be, I'm assuming, Sommer's in net?
Yeah.
Right?
Fuck that guy, too.
Or Kobe.
Kobe. That's a good shout, actually. He might.
Tell me, bro. Watch out for Serbia. They have... Okay, let me read you the players here. Dusan Vlahovic, Alexander Mitrovic, Milinkovic Savic, Dusan Tadic, Filip Kostic, Luka Jovic, Nikola Milenkovic.
Did Vlahovic make it? I don't think he did.
What?
Who? He didn't make it. Vlahovic.
But
they're still going to do good.
Okay, but they're still going to do good because they have Mitrovic anyways.
They got Kostic as well, right?
They might not have the strikers there for the first game or two, but they'll clinch second and they'll go to the quarterfinals, I'm telling you. They top Portugal in qualifying. They beat Portugal.
Yeah, and I have Portugal doing awful in this World Cup, so what does that have to tell you? Like, dude, I think the Swiss are a very consistent team. They're like a consistently qualifying team. They are.
I don't like Swiss. Thank you very much.
Why, though?
You know why.
He's French, bro.
Because they beat France in the Euros.
Oh.
I'm telling you.
Hey,
that.
I'm 1/8 French, bro. I shouldn't let that get
in. This is 1/8, bro. Oh, moving on, Group H.
Yeah.
Last group.
It. All right, I'll take it away.
Yep.
Okay, so for Group H, I have Uruguay topping the group.
Wow.
I have the Portuguese coming in second.
Oh, okay.
I do have them make... I feel like they will. And then, yeah. That's.
And well, what's 3 and 4?
I didn't do 3 and 4. That doesn't matter to me.
What's 3 and 4, Blake?
I got the same as Blake, but I got Ghana in third, Korea in fourth.
I've got
Ghana in third. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I've got Portugal, Uruguay, Ghana, Korea. However, you think about that Uruguayan team, and you guys do make a good point. Nunez, Suarez, and then they also got at the back.
Is he? No, Suarez. No, I don't think he's playing. They have a really nice. They have a really good goalie. Roche.
What's his name? Who's the center back from Barcelona?
And Bentancur.
Araujo. And Bentancur. Yeah.
And Valverde.
Dude, they have so many on.
Oh my god! Okay,
so
many on-form players. Yes. I totally forgot. Valverde, so the best midfielder in La Liga right now.
So many on-form players right now.
Oh my goodness!
Yes, that's what I'm telling you. So they'll top the group. Portugal.
Wow.
I want to put Portugal first, but I hate Fernando Santos with a passion.
Fernando Santos.
And we are never going to succeed with him as our manager. Not again.
Yeah.
He's living off of 2016. Living off of it.
Yeah.
I low-key want us to have a terrible World Cup so he gets
sacked. I think he gets sacked either way.
You told me that. I remember that.
I'm starting to have doubts about Portugal because I feel like the whole Ronaldo...
Starting.
Ronaldo controversy is like gonna bring him down. You guys have to remember though who they have. Like they got Cancelo, Bernardo Silva, Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah,
exactly.
Well, Diego Jota's injured, but like
Rafael Leão,
like,
João Félix,
Oh my God,
Pep,
Paulinho,
Ruben Dias.
I like Paulinho too.
Patrício,
Paulinho's sick.
João Paulinho.
Yeah.
Ruben Neves.
Okay, so that's was a good little. We agreed with a bunch of stuff, but I think there are some. There's some discourse there, and I look. That's what the World Cup's about: upsets. And
I'm also very mad that we didn't bring Renato Sanchez. Sorry.
Why the hell didn't you bring Renato Sanchez? Because
he doesn't rate Renato Sanchez.
He ran right in 2020 Euros, and he was best young player in 2016 Euros.
He always shows up for Portugal. Sorry. But he didn't make it in 2018, and he didn't make it now. Piss me off.
Okay. What do we want to do now? Do you want to do the
time to fire this bitch up? The Golden Boot.
Okay, let's do it.
All right. Okay, well, let's all go around and say our player without any, like, not saying anything, and then after we'll talk about it.
Oh my God.
Starting with Anthony.
Not talking with me, please.
No, just don't say anything. Just say the name.
Just say the name.
It's impossible not to say anything. You want to know my judgment? You want to know my Golden Boot?
We'll let him go last. I'm going to say two names.
Two names, and then move on.
Lewandowski and Harry Kane.
Neymar.
Lewandowski.
Leroy Sané.
Like, you're so stupid.
It makes sense. No, it makes sense. It makes sense. It makes sense.
No, you're actually dumb. You're actually so stupid. This is almost as bad as him saying Ronaldo's not the GOAT. Or Ronaldo.
He's not the GOAT.
Whatever. You're actually fried. Explain to me. I know he's been having a good season, but explain.
Just, you'll wait and see.
Serge Gnabry's
going to score. Shut up, please.
Gnabry play him at striker?
Gnabry's going to score. They're going to play Gnabry. Gnabry's going to score more.
No, yes. No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does, bro. He's going to score more goals. You want to make a bet?
I'm putting all my money today. Give me $5 right now. I'm betting right now. Leroy Sané, top. Oh, no, not top.
Our next.
I'm not betting.
In the new year.
Top three. Leroy Sané, top three. Give me that.
You can take that.
What am I doing?
If he's not top three, you get the money.
Oh, okay, bet. All right,
that's $10.
The podcast right before the World Cup ends. I'm pretty sure Antoine's gonna be walking in barefoot with just a t-shirt on.
You guys might fill my pockets.
I had
Neymar.
Okay, so let's go. I started, so let me say my piece.
Okay,
I hate Harry Kane with my whole heart.
Oh,
but does he not score everywhere he goes? Did he not win the Golden Boot at the Euros? I'm pretty sure he did.
I love this show.
What are you, he's like, he did not.
No, I know he did.
He didn't. At the
Yes, he did.
In 2020, it was Ronaldo and the Czech guy.
Yeah, and what's his name?
Are you sure?
Yeah.
At the World Cup, I think he...
Yeah, at the World Cup. Sorry.
Okay.
It was six penalties, bro. Come on.
Anyway, hey. Goal's a goal. All I'm saying is this guy, I hate him and he always scores. And sometimes it's not a stupid take that needs to be said. And sure. I think Poland's going to...
Did you just call my take stupid?
Yes. I think Poland's going to make it to the... quarterfinals, and I think Lewa can score 6 goals. I really do.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I have Poland going to the quarterfinals as well. I think since Lewandowski's last chance, he's going to show up. People have been hating on him the last few months at Barcelona. I don't know why.
So you have
But they've Poland been like, he's kind of been like going under the radar. I have Poland
beating Denmark.
I have Poland beating Denmark in the round of 16, and then I have them losing in the quarterfinals to Senegal.
Senegal's in the semis? I have a wild one in the semis, too. I'm not going to lie.
Wow. Okay.
Croatia was in the finals last time, boys.
Say your piece about Sané? We can
he's
move
doing
on,
good.
Please.
And it's Germany.
That's it?
That's all I have to say.
Okay, so...
Look at the
I'm
position.
Just backing... No, listen.
The position he plays is not like an all-in-out goal scorer,
yes, he does.
Bro.
Yes, he does. Now he does. This season, guess, he does. If this happens, you guys better all get on your fucking knees and praise me.
I will. But if this happens, which I know it will, you can also just say the same thing, is that my underperforming player is Lionel Messi.
Wow.
And mine
is Cristiano Ronaldo.
Is Kevin De Bruyne.
Oh.
Because I don't think
spicy.
Belgium
I like that.
Oh,
okay.
I love all of this right now.
I have three.
Pick two.
Three.
Pick
then.
One. Pick one.
Vinicius Jr.
Oh.
That's tough. For me, just because I hate him, Harry Kane. Swear to God, I hate that guy with a passion.
I have Harry Kane written down as well.
But I actually, it's funny because I didn't write one down.
They won't score. They're not going to have a good
one. Do you think it's just because you think England's going to underperform as a whole?
No.
Because I have Jordan Henderson
as
number one.
No, because Saka is setting the record for most goals scored in a World Cup.
Right, exactly. I agree with that.
You know, but also Aaron Ramsdale is going to be the first ever goalkeeper to score from a kickoff.
Yeah, I agree as well. He's gonna come on.
Sorry, guys. Delusionalism anyway. is a mental health issue.
Messi has been playing so much better this season, and I'm sure you can attest to that.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
But at the same time, I've said this before, so much pressure on him. So much pressure on Argentina as a whole. But
dude.
They won 5-0 today.
Even when he was doing terrible.
Against Saudi Arabia.
Even when he was doing terrible for PSG last year. Every time he put on the Argentina shirt, he was just a different animal.
Was he, though?
Yes, in the finalissima. Bro, he went crazy.
I understand. But who scored the goal? Angel Di Maria. And I think he is the player who always pops up and scores crucial goals.
That's true.
For him. And Di Maria is a god. You cannot even doubt me on that.
Score the winning goal in the Copa America.
That's what I'm saying. I said, who scored? Di Maria is the player that comes up clutch for them. Messi had a great performance, and you're right. But Di Maria is that player. And I think he's not my I have a standout player. That's not who my standout player is. But I think Di Maria is going to be the player that comes up clutch if Argentina do very well in this World Cup.
Can we do Golden Glove?
Let's do it. Of course.
All right. Who's going to start?
I was going to go with...
So I have a question for you. Yeah. Golden Glove, is it just the most clean sheets still?
I think it's best goalkeeper.
Okay, go ahead.
I was going to say, it's weird because I don't exactly know who's going to be their starter, but I was going to go with, like, Sommer or Kobel from Switzerland. Yeah.
It'll probably be Sommer.
Or actually, hold on. No, that's what I got. That's like my underrated pick, but, like, my one that I think it will be, like, either Ederson or Alisson, whichever one starts.
I got Manuel Neuer.
Ooh.
Yeah, my guy back
in
Germany.
What about like Ter Stegen? You don't think they'll start Ter Stegen?
No, I think. Oh, now that Hansi Flick there, that is tough.
It's a tough one, bro.
If it was still Joachim Löw, then it would definitely be Neuer starting. I think he still has that spot on lock.
Yeah, no, for sure. Until he retires. Sure.
Go ahead. Blake? You want to go?
Yeah.
Kasper Schmeichel.
Yes! No way! Really? Yes! Oh my god! Yes, brother.
I was gonna say that.
Dude, this guy is so good.
He's insane.
He got out of the toxic Leicester. Well, toxic, but he got, come on. He knew what he wanted, and he knew he didn't want to be in Leicester. And, I think this guy is such a great keeper. So fundamentally sound. Not the best with his feet, not the worst with his feet. Very good at shot stopping. Very good at, like, handling the ball. I think... And I'm a goalie, you know. Watching him play, I've always really respected him as a keeper. Really. And I think he will win the Golden Glove.
He did really good in 2018, too. Remember that penalty save against Luka
Modric? I do exactly remember that.
Yep.
Anyway.
That's a good pick.
Thank you.
I like that.
I respect that.
I would say that. But, yeah, should we move on to, like, who we think will overperform? Yeah, okay, we're going to do
so, like,
this again. One team, no reason, and then just go around.
Okay.
And then
I'll start this one.
Go for it.
Overperformers. Well, I think I've already said it, but I have Senegal.
Mm.
Denmark.
I have Japan.
The Swiss.
Ooh. I thought it would be more... I mean, I think Denmark is like the Cinderella story that everyone thinks it's going to be.
Yeah, I wrote Denmark and Japan.
Who do you have?
Denmark.
Okay.
Because I think, like, I don't know, I think teams like Denmark and Switzerland don't have one star player. I think they all, both those teams, they just play together really well, especially Denmark. I feel like their fans are very...
Denmark's chemistry is so great.
Yeah, exactly.
They play so well.
So well. So that's my pick.
And then the players, overperforming players?
You mean the standout player? Where did he overperform? Overperforming, yeah, standout. Yeah. Can I say one quickly?
Yep.
Yeah. Bruno Guimarães. He's gonna start.
It's Paqueta over him, I think.
Did
Guimarães even get called up?
Yeah, he did. Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
I
know he did. You want another $5 on this?
No. I'm like 95% sure he did.
He did.
He did. I know he did. I literally looked this up. Why am I looking it up again?
I thought they said that he's not coming.
No, you boys are wasting your time. He got called up.
I know. I just don't want to believe it.
Yeah, he's there.
But do you think he'll play over Casemiro?
I think he'll at least get minutes.
But I think Paqueta starts over him.
No, but Guimarães is playing so much better.
Yeah, also, the Brazilian manager favorites. Loves Fred.
He loves Fred.
Throwing
Fred
that out
plays
there.
So good when he's in Brazil.
And he plays so good when he.
Look, all I'm saying, I think this, it's an out there. I wanted to not just say like someone. I wanted to. Really back someone who may not get all the hype, mm-hmm. right? And I think Guimarães has gotten hype recently with Newcastle, obviously.
But he's so good.
I think if they give him a shot, this guy can really facilitate a game.
Sometimes mm-hmm. managers are just so stingy.
I have two.
I have two.
More
as well.
Specifically,
go ahead.
One.
Go ahead.
I got three.
I was gonna say I know it's the Arsenal, blah blah blah, but Granit Xhaka. I think with his revival season that he's having. Okay, so before this season where he was playing stupid well this season, even when he went to go play with Switzerland in his terrible form with Arsenal, he played really well. Now, add this season on to that with him going to the World Cup, I think. But also my second pick, Christian Eriksen.
Mm. I have Eriksen in there too, and I have Mitoma from Brighton in Japan.
Love
I have to back
the Japanese. He's shown so much love to Japan.
I really like that one.
Okay, I have three attacking midfielders. Mikael Damsgaard.
Oh, he's good.
Because he always shows up for Denmark.
He's good.
Dusan Tadic. Okay. Good boy.
Oh, jeez.
And good then reason. I got my boy.
Stacks.
The one on the back of the shirt. Yes. Steven Eustachio. I think if there's one standout player, especially from Canada, that's going to like get a big money move in January, mm-hmm. it's going to be Steven.
How old is Steven?
23? 22? Yeah.
He's young.
He's on the he's like he's
side.
On.
He's yeah, on the up and come. Yeah.
I always look to either Serie A or Portugal for like those young ballers that are gonna like explode.
Yeah.
At these tournaments.
Very good. And okay, so I think the only thing we have is did we do underperforming team yet?
Oh, we haven't.
We have not.
Let's underperforming. Oh, yeah. I have mine.
I do have mine as well.
I just have one because that's what we're supposed to
give
do.
Give it to us, Antoine.
Spain.
Portugal.
Belgium.
I agree with Belgium a little bit.
England.
Oh.
I agree with England too. I think it's going to be the World Cup of the underdogs. There's going to be a lot of similar stories.
Belgium has... Belgium has no defense. It's the same defense they fielded last World Cup 4 years ago.
Looking at my bracket, it's so dependent on this France-Denmark. If France tops the group, then I think Poland then play France because if they go second in their group.
Yeah.
Then I don't think Poland makes it. But when you guys said Denmark topping group, that's why that's also what I was thinking. I was thinking either one. If Denmark tops the group, then Poland plays Denmark. I think we beat Denmark. Then I think we can go even farther. But if France tops the group, then I think France is.
You never know with France. They lose against the France shit teams all the fucking time.
Very hit or miss this tournament.
Anyways, Portugal. I don't know, man.
Fernando Santos.
I think their time is up. They won their Euro and
he'll show blind loyalty to Cristiano Ronaldo. Yeah. And again,
he's got to play though.
He's got to play.
Who are you playing up top?
Joao Felix.
No.
Yes, you do.
I don't care what you say, Ronaldo. I've slandered Ronaldo on this podcast, and he has to play.
There's I guess no you got to play Ronaldo, but.
Especially at a World Cup, there's no way you cannot play. You realize if he didn't play, I think Fernando Santos would get shot.
Okay, so here's a question. Do you think Bruno should play?
Yes, for sure. Mm-hmm. 100%.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And we all know that Bruno Fernandes plays so much better when Ronaldo's not on the pitch.
I'm hearing takes that Portugal can only do well if Bruno's not in the team.
Ooh.
If they put Bernardo Silva, they need Bernardo Silva in that like central
position. They need him to perform.
I think Bernardo Silva is more crucial than Bruno Fernandes for sure.
Yeah.
I
think he's a better player as of now. So
yeah, definitely.
Okay. I think that's.
And now
I think that's it. This is the reason why I didn't want to do the brackets because the brackets are so like dependent. Yeah. We have different. You know what I mean? We have different brackets.
So how about we do top four?
That sure.
Perfect.
Yeah, I gotta explain my top four.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna do my top. Well, I don't even know. The thing is, I didn't do brackets, so I don't know what like the outcome of like the two would be. But for me, I'm just gonna go with the classic. I'm just gonna say like who I think. Will win in the final?
Say who the two semifinals are.
Well, I don't know what the I think for me, it's just in the final, it would be Argentina-Brazil. And Brazil would win.
Very basic.
So if Argentina and Brazil both top their groups, they'll meet in the semifinals.
Yeah, I don't think that's... Yeah.
I am sorry.
That's what I was going to say. I think... Hold on. It's fine. Let me go.
So I have Brazil versus Argentina in one semifinal.
Me too.
I have Germany versus Senegal in the other semifinal.
You have Germany in the final?
Germany, eh?
I have Germany in the final. I have
I want to see a Germany-Brazil, bruh. Oh my God.
You have a repeat?
I have a repeat of the 2014 final.
And who wins?
Argentina wins it. Argentina, I don't want, with my whole heart, I don't want them to win the World
Cup. Okay, for me, I have France and Germany in one semifinal, and I have Denmark-Japan in the other semifinal.
What?
No. No, it's based off of my bracket. If you look at my bracket based off the groups, it's literally laid out for those teams to do well.
Let me see your bracket.
Oh, my
God. And then, let me tell you the winners.
Christ.
Wow. And then Germany beats France. Denmark beats Japan, and Germany wins the World Cup.
That's what I was saying. My bracket kind of got screwed over too because when I was thinking about it, essentially, I have a Brazil-Argentina final, and I think I had a Belgium, or semifinal, and I had a Belgium...
Belgium-England?
No, yeah, I had a Belgium-France.
Ooh.
That's if France, like that. That's if France tops the group, though. Mm-hmm. If France doesn't top the group, then it's a different story. Mm-hmm. Anyway, and then I think Poland's going farther. Not
I'm
point.
Just saying, if this actually happens, Argentina would have one of the craziest runs of the World Cup ever.
Yeah, they would play. Tough.
They would play France in the round of 16, which would be a repeat of 2018. Mm-hmm. They would beat them. They would then play against the Netherlands. They'd beat them. They'd then play against Brazil, a repeat of the Copa America final. They'd beat them. And then in the final, they'd beat Germany, which is a repeat of 2014.
So no,
if this happened.
No Brazil love, though. I think Brazil's winning.
I have Brazil winning at all.
No, I feel like, I don't know.
I think Brazil's winning it. I think Neymar's going to
I love
If Brazil wins it, does Neymar get Ballon d'Or?
Yeah.
Ballon d'Or?
Yeah.
I mean, dude, he just had the Ballon d'Or.
No. Crazy, but he's starting his season so
probably,
well.
Probably.
Crazy.
Fair.
Yeah, and I would love it for him. Oh, I would love it for him.
He deserves it. Because he gets so much hate.
So much hate. Rightfully so sometimes.
And again, in that to be in that upper echelon of Brazilian players... He's got to win.
Just call me when Germany and Denmark play in the final, yeah?
Yeah, okay. Buddy.
That would be crazy. That would be the deadest World Cup
final. That's what I'm saying.
It wouldn't. It'd be sick. Then you have a sick underdog story and the team that made it out of the group of death in the final.
France versus Croatia was
and if
dead
Germany
World
make
Cup
it to
final.
The final, yeah. According to my bracket, they would beat Belgium, Brazil, and France in the knockout stages.
Like, yeah,
that's a sick story.
That's the thing, though. Like, one change in the bracket and
everything
changes. Everything
that's
changes.
Why you have to do the bracket.
So
that's
hard.
I need Portugal to win their group because then we get on the easy side.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, now I. That's why I kind of want France to not win their group because then we get Denmark. But anyway.
Are we doing the quiz now?
I think we should do a little bit of a quiz, World Cup.
So, yeah.
Read the scores back.
Repeat that.
Yeah, read the scores back from last...
So if you guys don't remember, in episode 3, we did a little game segment, and there were 12 points up for grab. Miles finished with 7 points,
yes,
Blake
sir.
With 2 points, and Julian with 3 points. Jeez today, there's a total of 20 points.
Okay, let's do it.
And it's all based on the World Cup, okay? So same format as last time. I'm asking you a question. First one to answer wins. If you don't get the answer right, you're frozen until the person gets it right, or if all three are frozen, then it's... back to the first person that was frozen. Does
Perfect.
That make sense?
Yep.
Okay. And I'm going in order of how these are in, so there might be
I
easier
just
ones.
Guess the player, like
it's a bunch of
general,
stuff.
Okay. General.
Gotcha.
And then sometimes there might be extra point questions. So if you're lucky and you get a right answer, you might drop on an extra point. Which country has appeared at every World Cup since the first edition in 1930?
Brazil.
Uruguay.
It's Brazil.
No, with
it's Brazil and it's Blake.
Oh,
adding
Uruguay
on to
was
his tally.
Let's go. It's Chile.
Chile.
So now, Blake with 3. Blake on the come up.
All right,
he was
slacking
last time.
I knew that off rip.
I did too, but I
Miles, defending champion. You better. Okay, next one. Mm-hmm. Which country has the most goals ever in the World Cup?
Germany.
Germany is wrong.
Fuck.
France.
France is wrong.
Brazil?
Brazil is right.
No! Yes! Okay, logically, you would have think that, but I just thought it would be different.
Yeah, I mean, if there have been in every
Everyone,
single World Cup,
I know.
Then
I should have just went with
They've scored a total of 201 goals across
Jesus.
The 90 years.
That's crazy.
Jesus.
Next question. This is extreme ball knowledge.
I'm sort of starting to feel the pressure.
Come on.
You still have 3 points.
Hey, your turn.
Shit.
Who holds the record of goals scored in a single World Cup?
Close. Oh, no. That's
wrong.
So wrong. Oh, my God.
Oh.
In a single World Cup.
Pele?
Pele is wrong. Mm.
Maradona.
Maradona is wrong. You guys don't know him, probably.
I might.
Gary Lineker.
No, I actually know who this is.
Gary Lineker is
wrong. I swear
wrong.
I know who this is.
Blake, it's your
Back
turn.
To you.
No, it's from, I don't know, it's from like a European country.
Do you want me to tell you his nation?
Yeah, it's from
He's French.
I knew it was from a European country.
He's French.
Oh.
Platini?
Nope.
Oh, fuck.
You
Let's get this in here. Fuck Michael Platini.
Hey.
Is this actually Michel Platini?
Yeah. Michel.
Screw him. This guy's the president. He was the president of UEFA.
Is it Papin?
It is not Papin. Oh. He's a French player. And I would have asked, do you guys know how many goals it is for an extra point?
9.
6. No.
8.
No.
7.
No.
11.
No.
12.
Whoa, chill.
Uh-oh.
9?
12.
No.
10?
14.
No.
10?
No.
13?
Yeah!
No!
Okay, I'm giving it to him. I don't care.
What?
I don't care.
Oh my
let's
God.
Go.
He's down 2.
Shut up. No, he's not down 2. He's down 3 Shut still. He's down 3 still.
Okay, let's go.
So now we have Blake 4, Julian 4, Miles 7. Miles, what's going on?
Shut up. I'm going to kill you all.
Which country has won the first ever World Cup?
Uruguay.
Uruguay.
Whoa, no, Blake.
Next question.
Okay, next question.
On the come up.
Another extreme ball knowledge question. In what year was the iconic Hand of God goal?
1986.
1986 is correct. Oh my God.
I'm not feeling
I thought it was
today.
Earlier.
Holy.
1986. Wow. So, the Hand of God and the that solo run in the same game.
Very good. Very good.
Julian, for an extra point. Against who?
Just him?
England.
England is correct. So, we have...
I'm not feeling it, man.
Miles on 7 points from last week. 0 points this week. Julian on a total of 6 points. Blake on 5 points. The table is getting condensed.
Okay, let's go. Let's go. Next.
Next question. How many World Cups has Pele won?
Five.
No.
Four.
No.
Three.
Yeah, I was going to say
five. That's 20 years.
Five.
I was going to say three. It's dumb.
Thank you.
There you go, Miles.
Miles with 8 points now.
Here you go.
God damn it. How many golden boots does Cristiano Ronaldo have?
None.
None is correct.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was going to say none, but at the same time, it's like...
Zero.
Yeah.
Because he's shit. No, guys.
This is extremely tense here. Sticking with Ronaldo, mm-hmm. How many goals does Cristiano Ronaldo have in the
11.
World Cup? No.
9.
No.
15.
Oh my God, that guess. That was a guess.
What?
I looked at his face. That was a guess. That was a guess. Guys, if he scores two goals this year, he passes Klose.
I knew. Can I be honest, though?
Yeah.
I knew it was close because I knew Klose had... Klose. I knew it was somewhere in that range.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Yes.
Blake, 7 points. Jesus Miles, 8 Christ. Points. Julian, 6 baby. Points.
These guesses, bro. Crazy.
Which nation was the first Asian country to reach the World Cup semifinals?
Japan?
No.
Australia?
Wrong. Australia?
Well,
Asian.
South Korea?
Yes.
Oh
South
my
Korea
God.
Is correct. Whoa. Blake with the guesses.
When did they reach it?
That's for an extra point. What year?
Oh my! Swear to God, please.
I swear to
06?
God.
02.
Oh!
Oh yeah, because they hosted that year, didn't they?
Did they?
No.
Did they?
Did they?
No, it was Brazil. It was Brazil. It was Brazil.
True.
In 02. Okay. Yeah, it was Brazil.
Okay.
Miles and Blake
Jesus.
Are tied. Miles and Blake are tied. Blake had the lowest score at the beginning of the day.
Well knowledge.
Miles.
You guys ready?
So
you guys ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready.
Yeah.
Which nation is the only one to have topped the FIFA rankings without ever winning a World Cup?
Belgium.
It was Julian.
Yes!
Gosh. We all knew that, though, to
yeah,
be fair.
We did,
all knew
yeah.
that.
Good ball knowledge, guys. Good ball knowledge. Okay. You guys ready? Next one.
Mm-hmm.
Which host nation is the only one to get knocked out during the group stage?
South Africa
is correct. 8-8-8.
It's about to be Qatar, too.
It's about to be Qatar.
It
as well.
Is, yeah.
It's a three-way?
8-8.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Don't mind if I do, love.
That was awesome. That was freaking awesome.
Okay, next one is an easy one, okay?
Okay.
How many World Cups has Italy won?
Four.
That's
and
hard.
And Julian takes the
That's harder than
from
you
think. Out of nowhere,
and
baby.
And Julian takes
out of nowhere?
The lead.
You're out of nowhere.
You're out of nowhere.
Far behind.
You're rightfully
second
so.
Second coming in here. Like, mine being tied is out of nowhere.
Okay, we have a total of...
Are we almost done.
Three questions left.
Okay.
God. I'm consent.
Extreme ball knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Which two English players have won the Golden Boot?
Michael Owen.
Wrong.
Gary Lineker.
Oh.
And?
Oh, no. I thought...
Harry Kane.
Correct.
No,
oh.
I'm actually... No, because I thought... I heard Golden and I thought Ballon d'Or.
What?
Shut up. No, literally. That's what my mind went to.
We're talking
know,
about the World Cup.
No, I know, but this is what my mind went to. I'm just telling you.
Fair,
I know ball.
Fair.
I know ball.
Yo, Miles, you look depressed over there.
Miles.
Fuck Julian, bro. Okay, keep going.
My
go.
World Cup knowledge is
that was only one point, though,
brain.
Right? That
was
a double question.
Point.
Okay, good.
Okay. Who was the top scorer in the 2002 World Cup held in and won by Brazil?
Ronaldo.
That was a guess, so fuck you.
No,
how
is
that a
bro,
guess?
That's prime Ronaldo.
That's
what are you talking about?
R9.
Yeah,
that is prime R9.
If you said
Julian...
my 15 was a guess, your Ronaldo was a guess.
What? How, bro? That's... Prime R9, the haircut and everything.
There's one question left. Julian leaves here today in the lead.
He's 10, right?
He's on 11.
Relax,
8,
we have
8.
So many more pods to do.
Yeah? Next question. Last question. Yeah. In what year was the first World Cup held?
1934.
1936.
1930.
You said 1936.
You said? 1930. It's 1930. Yeah! Extra point. You're so lucky, Julian. I swear to God.
Where was it held?
Uruguay.
You already asked that question.
No, I did not. Yes, I did not. I said who won it. Blake, are you really doubting me right now? What's going on?
Okay, relax.
And that is it.
Lucky, you asshole. Like,
you're tied with Miles. Good job, Blake. Good job.
Okay, well, thank God for the last time we played. Otherwise, I would be royally.
You're so lucky, bro. Portugal are literally getting out of the group now just because you did this. Watch. Mark my fucking words. Mark my words.
The standings as of today.
He doesn't want to bet on it.
The standings out of today. Fuck. Julian on 13. Miles on 8. Blake on 8.
You guys have been listening to us. If you've made it this far, I congratulate you.
I don't know if we're gonna make it this far, to be honest.
Shout out Eric.
I'm gonna have to I'm gonna have to listen to this and edit it, so I will be making it this far. But thank you guys so much for listening. Hope you guys enjoyed it as much as we have recording it. We will be back next week with a shorter podcast, I think 35 minutes, touching on, you know, everything that has to do with the World Cup, and that's coming up. So, any lasting comments that wants to say before we peace out?
Germany will win the World Cup with Denmark in the final.
Oh my goodness, I can't even anymore.
Qatar will be Ecuador on Sunday.
Martial will win the Ballon d'Or. All right.
Poland are making it to the semifinals. I'm just kidding.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening. This has been the Real Football Podcast. We will see you next week.
And we out.
See ya.